Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, Focus fam. It's your boy Asher Blake here, coming at you live from the land of doing my best, not being perfect. Ever feel like a human bouncy castle? One minute you're saying yes to everything, the next you're flat out exhausted, wondering where the heck your time went. We're talking boundaries today, folks. That magical word that feels more intimidating than climbing Mount Everest. But trust me, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or a jerk. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk into your house and start rearranging your furniture without asking, right? Same goes for your time, energy, and emotions. Here are 5 golden nuggets to help you set those boundaries like a boss. First off, get crystal clear on what matters most to you. Think of it like crafting your personal mission statement. What are the things that truly energize you, inspire you, and make you feel alive? Once you know your core values, you can start saying no to anything that clashes with them. You know that feeling when someone asks you to do something that drains you completely? Yeah, that's your inner voice screaming for a boundary. Number 2, learn the art of the gentle but firm decline. No need to apologize profusely or make excuses. A simple, thank you so much for thinking of me, but I'm not able to commit to that right now, works wonders. Remember, it's okay to prioritize your needs. It's not selfish, it's self-care. Thirdly, practice saying yes to the things that light you up. This is about aligning your actions with your values and creating a life filled with intention. Think of it as an energy investment. Where do you want to put your precious time and energy? Number 4. Communicate your boundaries clearly and directly. Don't leave room for misinterpretation. Be upfront about what you're comfortable with and what you're not. Remember, clear communication is the foundation of healthy relationships. And lastly, don't be afraid to enforce those boundaries. This might feel uncomfortable at first, but it gets easier with practice. Remember, setting boundaries isn't a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process that requires self-awareness and courage. Think of it like training your inner muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're at a social gathering, feeling overwhelmed by people constantly asking you questions and vying for your attention. You're starting to feel drained, but you don't want to seem rude or unsocial. This is where boundaries come in handy. Instead of saying yes to every conversation, take a step back, excuse yourself politely, and engage in activities that bring you joy. Like chatting with a close friend, enjoying a drink, or simply taking a few deep breaths. Remember, your well-being is paramount. So, what's the takeaway, my friends? Setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and showing up as your authentic, empowered self. Trust me, once you start setting those boundaries, you'll feel a wave of relief wash over you. You'll have more time for the things that truly matter, less stress, and a renewed sense of purpose. Ready to unleash your inner boundary-setting ninja? Take action today. Start by identifying one area in your life where you need to set a firmer boundary. It could be with work, relationships, social media, or even your own time. Take a moment to visualize yourself saying no confidently and gracefully. Feel the power surge through you as you reclaim your space and prioritize your well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little boundary boost. And let me know in the comments what boundaries you're working on setting. I'm cheering for you every step of the way. See you in the next episode, where we'll continue our journey towards focus, calm, and living life on our own terms. Peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.